I choose not to think about how they ran against us in the first half. You know, I think my coaching staff did a good job of, you know, just coming in and making subtle adjustments. We didn't do much, but we kind of figured out, you know, how they were, you know, doing different things than what they had shown on film. As far as, you know, they did a lot of different motioning with the H-back, and that kind of threw off how we wanted to set the front. And, you know, they had an extra man a lot of runs in the first half, and we made that adjustment and it proved well, you know, going forward. No, I don't think so. I think, you know, one thing about Canty is, you know, he's the same every day. We know how he plays. We know how to fit in with him. And I don't think it was that much of a struggle. You know, I think he did a great job of, you know, coming in and playing this difficult of a, you know, offensive scheme with his first game back, you know, coming off a knee injury, and just how fast, you know, those guys go, you know, run that zone read. I think he did a pretty good job. I'm pretty mad at the football guys for putting them in the NFC East to face that guy twice a year. It's going to be a headache. But, you know, one thing about it is, you know, a quarterback like that, he's different from the Elis and, you know those guys. But he presents such a – it's just hard to game plan that guy. And, you know, he takes away from your enthusiasm for the game a little bit when, you know, you play a play – perfectly, and he still has 4-3 speed dial run guys and make plays. So, you know, a guy like him, I don't think there's anybody in the league just like him. I think, you know, if I was going to run that offense and they asked me, you know, the Vic, the Cam Newton, RG3s, I'm probably taking that guy hands down. One of them. One of them. I mean, he made a play where I had to dive for him, and he still ran around me like he was, you know, just out there playing in the backyard. And it's an eerie feeling when you you get up off the ground, you look up, and that quick he's already 30 yards down the field. So it's frustrating, but, you know, I think it's gonna bring the best out of you know, us, especially when we go down there, because that's gonna be a dogfight too. Huge. You know, you want those tiebreakers. You know, the NFC East is, I think, one of the most difficult, divisions in football, and it always seems like it comes down to one or two games, and you want those tiebreakers, and you want to be able to get the wins in these divisions. I mean, sometimes it doesn't matter, but, you know, it's rare that it doesn't. So it was huge for us to, you know, get off the schneid, being, you know, 0-2 coming in this game, and you got an opportunity next week to get even. So that's very important for us. It was impressive. It really was. You know, being in those third and long situations at the end of the game, and, you know, he didn't pick up the first down on that, but just getting them to them fourth and short where they could go for it, or that fourth and 10 play where he's scrambling and you got JPP and myself and OC, you know, chasing after him. You know, he just seemed to always keep his eyes downfield. So that's pretty much impressive. And you've seen lesser quarterbacks get rattled there and just, you know, throw the ball up for grabs or whatever. So it was impressive to watch. Yeah.
Since you've been through it before, does that change the emotions at all? Do you go through in a swing like that in the end of the fourth quarter? Do you guys go behind and then come back?
Yeah, it's getting old. You know, I would rather have us in a victory formation, kneeling the ball, than him having to throw a 77-yard pass down to Cruz to win it for us. But, you know, that's the excitement that is, you know, New York Giants football. You know, Mr. Mayor came up to me a while ago, and I just had to tell him. I showed him the gray hairs in my head because of, you know, watching these games unfold. But it's exciting. I know, you know, it's probably going to be the game of the week from my vantage point as far as the excitement that it was. But, you know, you we're lucky to pull this one off, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to do things like this. I mean, it wasn't that much said. It was just, you know, making subtle adjustments, starting to realize what they were trying to do to attack us, to kind of get us out of position. You know, that zone read, I mean, it's difficult to prepare for. And, you know, they can make subtle adjustments that throw our whole defense off just by, you know, sending a guy in motion another way, or, you know, arc motion or whatever. So, you know, it's just about being, you know, having our great communication. I think we lacked some communication in the first half. I thought we picked it up in the second half, and I think that was the turning point as far as stopping that play.
How hard was it at times to find the
ball? it's funny because we know that y'all see that, but a lot of times our assignment is certain guys. So we got to take that guy out just to give our backers a clean look. So I know a lot of times you probably saw JPP and myself taking a dive and he didn't have the ball. You know, that's our read in that play. And that's what makes it difficult because, you know, you pretty much sacrifice on one for one. It doesn't allow me or, you know, another defensive end to rally to the ball. You got to take that guy out just so our linebackers can flow. And that's what the communication was, in the first half in some plays. Looks like it. All right. Does anybody know what that dance was? Yeah, the Gangnam Style. Yeah. I think he had a lot of fun today. You'd have to ask him yourself, but I think he enjoyed being out there. I honestly think that whole not having fun was blown out of proportion, but, you know, it's good to see that he's coming out and he's starting to make the plays that we're accustomed to watching him play make. And, you know, like I said, man, that guy is I think he's going to change the league. You know, if he continues to do what he's doing, you know, he's gonna be good for a long time.
Justin, how about your first one?
Finally, I think. I mean, it's good to kind of get off the snide with OC and JPP, killing me in the meeting room and calling me the old guy. But you know, it was good to make a play and help in a way to help this team win a football game. Probably right when he caught it, when I saw, I think it was Wilson dive for him and not get him. I mean, Vic ain't the fastest in the world, but I didn't think any of those guys were going to catch him. And, he's a big play. I mean, I always tell him, man, big-time players make big plays in big games. And, I don't think anybody was surprised by it, which is crazy. We've become accustomed to seeing Eli to, him or Nick's in big-time plays late in football games. So when it happened, it wasn't like, I hope y'all can go back and look at my reaction because I was just like, yeah, okay. I relish that moment. I really do. You want to be in that position to kind of go in and try to, finish games. And, would it have been better for them to kind of drive the ball down and score like a second left? Sure. But, D linemen, we're very greedy in the fact that you see that talent there and we're thinking like they're going to have to throw the ball. I can get some more sacks. And that's exactly what we was thinking. So it gave us the opportunity to go out there and finish it. And luckily we was able to do that with the big, turnover at the end. She's been over here trying to get in for about five questions. So got to be more assertive.
What happened on that play? Did you get
it's these little pebbles in the dirt and the turf, and I got double team and cut, and pebble bopped up in my eye, so I had to get some stuff out of my eye because it's hard seeing RG3 with two eyes, but with one, I don't think I had a shot.
Okay. Were you back in later on that drive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that the ones down in Atlanta gets a lot of pub too, but I think you would be pressed to show me. And you throw Nick's in there. I think you'd be pressed to show me anybody better than Elijah and Victor and Hakeem. That combination, those two guys. Hakeem has some issues staying healthy a little bit lately here, but when those guys are healthy and rolling like that, go back and look at that Tampa game. Ask Tampa about how elite they are. That play now. I mean, like I said earlier, you come so accustomed to watching those guys make big plays like that that it doesn't even surprise you. I think they are one of the, if not the greatest combo of wide receivers, quarterback there is. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of that credit goes to Jerry Reese. He knows how to put a team together. He knows how to, he kind of it seems like he has that lucky rabbit's foot in his pocket, knowing that, you know, in certain situations we're going to have some injuries, and he always has that right person to fill that void, you know. So, you know, Stevie Brown is no different, you know. He stepped in marvelously for Kenny, and it just seems like he, when we needed a big play, you know, that Cleveland interception, this interception, I mean, he's been Johnny on the spot for us, and, you know, I'll give him a hard time because he's a Michigan grad, but, you know, it's very rewarding to watch him go out there and play and help his football team, you know, get victories.
Do you expect him to play against so many teams that have run in multiple options?
Man, you know, I thought Navy was tough. Air Force, those guys, when I played them in college. It's frustrating. It really is. I don't know how to answer that question without saying frustration. You know, you make great pass rush and they can outrun you. You know, you think it's pass and it's run. You think it's run, it's pass. That's very difficult to defend. And if you're not, you know, staying focused on what your assignments is, they can make you look very bad. So, you know, we get another shot at him in a couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll play a little better.